Okay, everyone, can I have everyone's attention, please? So we can get started with our technology workshop, learning about different technologies, including the iPhone. Our first speaker is Mike Cercello. He works at the MAB Mackay as a computer/assistive technology trainer. He's going to be demonstrating the iPhone for us, which has a speech software called VoiceOver. And then we have, actually, they're on my left side. And then we have Mr. Rajesh Malik. He's a professor at Dawson College. He will be demonstrating a little bit about the book sense. And what is it again, Rajesh? Contract and tactile protector. And then further to my left, we have Dr. Catherine Fitchton. She's a professor at Dawson College, and she has with her Jill Budd, who works for AdaptTech, and she's a student at Concordia majoring in psychology. She'll be demonstrating Catherine and her will be demonstrating the free and cheap technology that AdaptTech has compiled over the years. So let's get it started. Go ahead, Mike. And if you have any question, we'll do it after everyone has presented.
Thank you, Paolo. My name is Mike Cercello, and I work at the MAB Mackay, teaching this adaptive technology products such as the iPhone and JAWS for Windows, which is a screen reader, and various other products such as Microsoft Word and Internet Explorer. The information that I'm going to give you today can be found on your CDs that you got in your registration package under the Technology Workshop folder. And I've got one that's called free and non-paid versions of screen readers. I'm going to talk about a little bit of both so you guys get a general idea of what's out there on the market. And then there's another file that I have called Apple, which is a website that deals with the tutorials that you can find now for the Apple products. The first screen reader I'm going to talk about, of course, is JAWS. Are you all familiar with that screen reader? And it's still one of the top-rated screen readers out there. It does a very good job with mainstream applications such as Word, Microsoft Internet Explorer, and, of course, musical applications such as Sonar and Goodfeel. And those are the products that I do use on an everyday basis because I'm also into music. And so up to date at this point, JAWS is still up there. Sorry. And so we also have another one called Window Eyes, which is another screen reader. The interesting thing about this software is that there's a demo mode that comes with it that you can use for 40 minutes. And of course, it is a paid screen reader. But you can also, if you call G Micro, you have the option of buying the product in installments. So if you don't have $1,000 to spend, you can always go in a monthly installment of like something about $50 or $60 or $39. But they can help you with that. And you can always call GW Micro. By the way, the information that's on the CD that you'll see has all the websites. So you can go take a look and see for yourself what's out there and examine it. There's a CD that you got with your registration package. It's in your package. Okay? And now let's talk about the free stuff. Because everybody wants to hear about free, right? Okay? So the one that I have had the pleasure of testing thoroughly is one by System Access to Go. Have you all heard of that one? Okay. It's a pretty good software. I mean, it does a reasonably good job. You can do web surfing with it. It works with Word. It works with email. The free version, you have to be online to access it. So if you don't have an internet connection, it won't really work that well for you. But if you do have an internet connection, and if you have a high-speed connection, you will have access to the software, and it's free. And you don't even have to be a registered member. You can actually launch the software and be done with it. The paid version gives you access to email, instant messaging, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's around the $300-$400 range, which is considerably a lot cheaper than JAWS is. But again, I'm not going to be saying which product works and which doesn't. They're all great products. They all do their jobs. And you have to be the person who's going to decide what's going to work for you. Okay? There's another one, another screen reader that's on the market, and that is Thunderbird. Have you all heard of that one? Okay. And that's a company, it's under the website called mozillamessenger.org/Thunderbird. So if you go on that one, on that website, you can take a look at that. It actually works very well with mainstream applications like Word and or Outlook Express. And I haven't really tested it thoroughly, but I've had the pleasure of talking to folks who have tried the software, and it's pretty darn good. And so if I've forgotten anything, I mean, it's just because I'm trying to do things all, you know, by memorization. But take a look at that CD information. There's a lot of good stuff out there concerning the PC. The final one that I'd like to get to is with regards to the Apple products. Now, what started me getting interested in working with Apple is that about a year ago, my computer burnt out. And because I'm into music, I have audio equipment that uses what's called a FireWire port. And when I was looking for a new computer this year, I went all over the place to check out for a new computer, and I couldn't find the computer that had this port. And a friend of mine said to me, you know, Mike, if you really want to, you know, be going to getting yourself a computer that's based on music, why don't you go and check out Apple? So lo and behold, I went over to the Apple Store. I sat down for 45 minutes talking with a gentleman that works at the Apple Store here in Montreal. We sat around for about an hour and a half shooting the, you know what. And he actually showed me the product, and I got sold at that point, and I purchased the Mac. I run the Macintosh now using Windows 7 and also, of course, using the Mac software itself at the same time. And I have to say that I really enjoy using my Mac. It's got the screen reader built right into the system. I've even had the opportunity to install my operating system by myself. In other words, I didn't need any sighted assistance at all. I just put the CD into the system, did a command F5, voila. It started talking to me. I was able to reformat my hard drive. I was able to install the whole operating system without any sighted assistance at all. And the reason for that is because Mac has implemented the screen reader into their operating system, meaning that you don't have to have a third-party software to operate the product. And when you have that accessibility built right into the system, it just goes to show you how great it works and how much flexibility you do have in using that system. And I'm not going to say to you that it's the JAWS of the Mac, because it's not. It is a operating system that works within the environment of the Mac system. Okay, so you cannot compare the JAWS versus the Mac. It's a totally different system. It works well within its own environment, and so does JAWS work well, or other screen readers that work well with the PC environment. And there are two different products, and that's one of the problems that we get from some folks that say, oh, well, you know, it's the JAWS of the Apple system. It's not. It's the Mac. It works with its system. It does what it needs to do, and that's it, period. Okay.
Can we reserve a question after everyone has presented, please?
Okay. I've got one thing that I'd like to show you. Unfortunately, I didn't bring the Mac with me because I was exhibiting for Dancing Dots. I had my laptop set up for music software, and I couldn't bring both systems here. There's only so much space and only so much room I have on my back. But what I did bring here today for you guys is the iPhone. And that's another thing that got me interested in Apple. When I heard about the iPhone, I was trying to get one from Rogers, but they were on back order, and I only ended up getting mine a couple of weeks ago. But I have to say that what Apple has done with the iPhone is tremendous. To be able to access my messaging, to be able to add my own contacts, access my contacts, dial phone numbers, it's incredible. I mean, it is a touch screen, but it works in two ways. You can either glide your finger across the screen, and when it reads the icon, you can tap with the other finger, or you can do what's called a side swipe technique, where you take your finger and swipe to the right across the screen. And when you get to the icon that you want, you simply double tap, and voila, you've got instant access to wherever you want to go. So I'm going to demonstrate the iPhone a little bit.
11:12.
So it's 11:12. I will unlock the phone.
Unlock button. Unlock.
So I'm now on the home screen, and if I want to go to, let's say, Safari,
YouTube.
I can do that.
Stop map, web, voice map, notes, clock, calculator. Settings, iTunes, App Store, Compass, page 1 of 2, phone, new, mail, Safari, double tap to open. Safari, loading, alert, select a Wi-Fi network, webpage loaded.
Okay, so I don't have a good Wi-Fi connection here, and it actually told you to select the Wi-Fi network, but you saw how for yourself, or you heard for yourself, how it actually reads everything that's on the screen as I'm going across the items. So I think there is a web page loaded. I'll have you read it. I'll have VoiceOver read it.
Home, link, image, enter username, text field. Double tap to page 1 of 2. Select a Wi-Fi network.
Okay, it's not going to give me access to it, but because I didn't set it to go on the 3G network. But you can see for yourself how it's giving you total access.
Yeah.
All right.
Home.
I will actually
Safari. Phone. New items.
I'm gonna go
double
on the phone. I'm gonna go on the phone section and access that and show you how I can access it.
Phone, blank phone number, text field. Contacts, button, Paul, button, delete, button, keypad, Paul, button, delete, button. Favorites, button, recents, contacts, keypad, selected, button, keypad, selected.
Okay, so now I'm on the keypad, so if I want to dial a phone number.
Voice email, button, keypad, cont, res, fade, delete, Paul, save as cont, pound, 0, star, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, 1, 4, GHI.
Okay. So do you see how it's giving me access to that? I mean, it's just, you have to get used to the technology. It's only a couple of weeks that I've had it. And because I'm kind of like doing things really quickly right now, I don't have time to spend an hour and a half on this. But you can see how we can gain access to the iPhone. And that's using the touch screen. There's absolutely no buttons on this phone whatsoever. So that being said, the information of the iPhone is the actual tutorials for the iPhone.
Phone.
I have that
new
in
items.
A file called
open.
Apple. Okay, so that's it for now. If you have any questions, you can...
Thank you, Mike. Rajesh?
What's that? Absolutely nothing at all. Oh, but by the way, guys, there I forgot to mention, I just got, Rajesh just tapped me on the back and he said about the iPhone Touch, the iPod Touch. The iPod Touch is something that's also available from Apple. It's got similar features to the iPhone with exception without the phone itself. And I don't believe that it has a microphone built into it. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, it does?
Okay, great. So it has a microphone built into it, so you can actually go on applications like Skype and make your phone calls through that. It has a built-in speaker. I know that for a fact. My nephew has one, and I got the chance to see one. In actual fact, he was in awe when I showed him how to activate the voiceover. He was actually amazed that we have this built in right into the product. No, the iPhone is actually available. You can get it through Bell, you can go through Telus, or you can go through Rogers. It's right now at the moment, I think the iPhone 16 gig is going for $199. The only thing is if you're going to get the promotional price, you have to go for a data package. And the data package gives you access to using text messaging and going on the internet. It is extra, but the actual best thing to do is to call your local provider and get all the details. I'm not going to be a spokesman for the providers because the information changes on a daily basis. But to have the access built into the phone, to being able to receive your phone calls and finding out who's calling you, to keep track of all that information, is one thing that's built into the iPhone.
Okay, sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Can we reserve the other questions after everyone has presented, please?
So I'm going to leave the floor now to my other colleagues, and yes, I don't know who wants to go next, but
go ahead, Rajesh.